Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop, we've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Pop me up over there, bitch. She's a grade A bitch. Grade A prime bitch.
All right. Nice to have you along. There's an old bitch compilation just for old time's sake. I don't know. I'm going on vacation again.
That's a good one.
Yeah, thanks. There's more. Bye, bitch.
Do not clip that, you son of a bitch. Lace him up, you little bitch. Let's go.
He's a bitch.
That whiny bitch.
There's a lot of...
You're a freaking bitch.
Pressure's on, bitch. We have fun around here. But that is offensive, so... Sorry for you kids that are listening to that. By the way, I gotta give Lowercase a little credit here. Excuse me. He called this. We were talking about the... Briefly discussing the Monday Night Football game before it started. And you said, it feels kind of like a night where Philip Rivers might drop 300 on the Niners.
I did say that.
You did say that. And he, so this is only in the first quarter. I mean, they've moved on to the second quarter now. But his stats, he has thrown for 137 yards and two tutties. He's 10 of 15. And that's in one quarter.
He's carving.
He is carving. And it looks like every time he throws... It looks like he is heaving it with all his might.
Yeah, he looks like 10 yards. Throwing out his back every single time he heaves this ball.
But he looks better tonight. And they are tied. Colts, Niners tied 14 all. Early second. Good little ball game. Hope you had the over. One other sports thing before we move on. I want your opinions. And you can text 503-864-6326. I am in a survivor pool. And that's one where, you know, you can enter as many times as you want. I entered 5 times, okay? So it's like $30 per entry. So I'm into this for $150. And every week of the season, you just have to pick one team to win. Just win. No point spreads. But the catch is you can't use the same team twice. Well, we are now headed to week 17. I snuck one out with Houston yesterday. And... I am one of 8 people. So there were 800 some people. So it's like $24,000 at stake here. And if there's one person left standing at the end, they get all the money. If after week 18, there's like 5 people tied, they split it. You know, that's how it works. But right now there's 8 left. So we have 8 people. One of them is me. I can assure you I've used pretty much every good team in the league.
Have you used a team that's fighting for a division spot yet? Because there's one division that you could pick from. And yeah. It could be a 50-50 shot either way.
You're talking about Tampa or Carolina.
Tampa or Carolina.
Yeah, so week 17, here are my options. Okay, what would you choose? And this team just has to win. I could play Dallas at Washington on Thursday. Short week, but Washington lost Mariota. And Daniels is out. But I don't trust the Cowboys. I could play the... Cincinnati Bengals hosting the Cardinals. scary because the Bengals suck.
I could play the Jags at the Colts, but I don't love that divisional matchup on the road. I could play Tampa, who is, they're at Miami. That's not a bad bet with Quinn Ewers playing there for the Dolphins. Or I could go New Orleans, who is taking on Tennessee in Tennessee.
That's,
and I don't love that.
That's a game I don't want to touch. Tennessee and New Orleans?
Yeah, I'm out on that.
Yeah.
I'm leaning towards Cincinnati. Who would you take?
Cincinnati got
playing
shut out.
Arizona.
They got shut out last week.
No, they didn't. They beat Miami by like 50.
I'm sorry, the week before they got shut out by Baltimore.
That they did.
I don't know about Joe Burrow right now. I don't think that locker room believes in him as much as he's not believing in himself.
Well, I would have said the same thing going into Miami, but then they sliced Miami up.
Yeah, but Miami...
Arizona's terrible.
Is Miami even better?
Is Miami what?
Is Miami a little better?
Than who?
Arizona.
I don't know.
See, again, I say Miami is better than Arizona, but...
They are, but not with yours.
No.
So, is it... Is my play the Bucks in Miami? What's my play?
I mean, yeah. It's a meaningless game for the Dolphins, other than what do we want to do with the rest of our season? And Quinn Ewers, let me just try to build a resume here. That one makes the most sense.
Tampa?
Again, if you want to pick the Commanders, they just signed Jeff Driskel to their roster.
But then I have to hope the Cowboys can stop a nosebleed. I don't know. It's a tough one.
That's a very tough one.
Tough one this week. All right, let's move on to the club topics du jour. So I've got the top pop culture moments from 2025 you already forgot about. And then the most iconic Christmas movie characters ever. We'll get to those items coming up here on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Well, we're getting a barn burner here on Monday Night Football. Niners just went up 21-14 with 9:30 left in the second quarter. Good game. Brock Purdy v. Philip Rivers. They cannot be stopped. So 2025, I've contended on this program that 2025 was the fastest year in the history of years. It has gone so fast. And everybody I talk, you know, you got in the wild and you talk to people. Everybody I talk to, I say that to, they agree with me. And I don't know why.
I'm with you there. It went way too fast.
It was weird. Flying by. Anyway, there were a lot of moments in pop culture you may have forgotten about. These are pop culture moments from 2025 that you forgot. Do you remember who won the Grammy for Best Country Album?
Was it the Shaboozy win it this year?
Is Shaboozy country?
I don't know.
Should I know that?
He's technically country, but he's got a hip-hop background.
No, it's Beyonce.
Right.
Remember that? Yes, exactly. We
Cowboy
forgot.
Carter.
Cowboy Carter. Yep, she won the Grammy for Best Country Album, making that the first time a black woman had ever taken home the award. Cameras caught her looking stunned for a moment before smiling, and that reaction quickly went viral. Her win came after months of debate about country music gatekeeping and who gets to define the genre. Later in the night, she also finally won Album of the Year. I thought Cowboy Carter was pretty good. I like Beyonce.
I thought it had a few catchy singles.
Yeah, but, I mean, no. Country Album of the Year?
Well, what went up against it?
Oh, God. Dude.
That's the thing. You can't name what went up against it, but you could name Cowboy Carter, I think that wins.
Yeah, that's fair. People in the U.S. freaked out after TikTok was briefly banned on January 19th. That was way back in January. After its parent company, ByteDance, failed to divest U.S. operations, this triggered a shutdown for millions of American users overnight. However, within hours, a new executive order delayed enforcement for 75 days, allowing TikTok to restart service. Yeah, did you? Now, I don't know. You're one of the kids. Are you on the talks?
I'm on Instagram, all that stuff, but not really. I don't spend a lot of time on TikTok.
Yeah, okay. Well, that was a big deal.
I do remember it being a big deal.
That was almost a year ago. See what else do I have here. Kendrick Lamar gave an epic performance during the 2025 Super Bowl halftime show.
Sam Jackson.
Delivering one of the very best halftime shows ever. Are they calling it that?
Ever?
That's what it says here.
Ever strong.
Yeah, I don't know.
I think I could name three or four before that.
Well, I'm not a huge Kendrick Lamar guy, but
I'm a big Kendrick Lamar guy.
Are you?
I'm not in on it. No, I thought the Dr. Dre one, where he got brought out with, you know, all the West Coast.
Wasn't that the
people.
Year before?
I believe not. Yeah, I think it was the year before. Or it was Alicia Keys.
Nah, hell, I don't remember. But that's I know which one you're talking about. The only thing I remember about the Kendrick Lamar Super Bowl halftime was his pants, his jeans.
I just remember kind of the set design.
He had bootcut jeans.
Yeah, that's about it.
Yeah. On April 14, Katy Perry made headlines when she took a short trip to space, joining a high-profile all-female crew commercial flight that grabbed global attention. She then faced immediate backlash online, with people criticizing her for being out of touch and questioning the cost and purpose of celebrity space tourism. Needless to say, memes and hot takes flooded social media. Yeah, that's when I learned that I really couldn't stand Katy Perry.
She then followed up by being more out of touch, and I believe she's dating Justin Trudeau right now.
What?
Yeah.
Really?
I believe so.
Well, that's a good get for him.
Oh, yeah, it's a great
get for
him.
Isn't he older than her? Way older than her?
Probably.
Man. Let's see what we got here. In July, Justin Timberlake found himself going viral on social media for all the wrong reasons after fans posted clips of him struggling to sing during a few European tour dates. The videos, which showed him barely hitting notes or singing quickly, sparked a wave of memes and commentary online. Later, Timberlake explained that he'd been battling Lyme disease, which affected his voice and stamina on stage. Now, that was a weird one. I had forgotten about that. He had a rough year.
He did.
And we love Justin Timberlake here, but that's right after he got his Dewey. And he was all messed up. I don't
don't know if I buy the Lyme disease thing.
I don't think I do either, because I think that's the same excuse that Justin Bieber used back in the day, and then months later he was peeing in a in a janitor's bucket.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah. So, I mean, I love Justin Timberlake. I'm a big Timberlake
He's
guy.
He's great.
He's one of the only, like, CDs that I've ever bought. I have a few.
Yeah?
I got a few Timberlakes.
Wait, you're that young that you've never bought CDs?
Well, I don't have a lot, but when I go out and buy CDs, just because everything's digital now, I bought the vinyl for Justified, his 06 album, last year.
The vinyl or a CD?
I bought the vinyl for it. I have the CD,
okay,
but I bought the vinyl.
Yeah, so you are a big JT guy. Can't fool you.
Yep.
Hey, listen, rough year. I just feel like he's having some issues, you know?
Probably.
And I hope he's okay. These are the pop culture moments from 2025 you probably forgot about. Now, this one I didn't even know about. But in July, Harry Styles announced he would be releasing a vibrator as part of his lifestyle brand. Did you know that?
He had kind of a weird year, didn't he?
I don't know. I don't really follow him. I think he's good, though. He's talented.
Was it still in the same calendar year that he had that movie and spit on Chris Pine during the presser?
What? That's not in here.
I think it might have been last year, but yeah, it was a whole thing. Him spitting on Chris Pine.
Now, why would he do such a thing?
I have no idea.
Who spits on Chris Pine? Lady Gaga returned to Coachella, headlining night one, and immediately made it her own, earning the nickname Gagachella. Her set was a theatrical extravaganza, blending hits from across her career with elaborate costumes, dancers, and jaw-dropping stage design. By the end of the weekend, Gaga had reminded everyone why she's one of the most iconic live performers of all time. Yeah, I had no idea.
I bet it was fantastic. I mean, Lady Gaga's an icon, but I don't remember that whatsoever being...
No, neither. I don't remember that being a big deal. I don't know.
What, was she ever, like, gone?
It's probably cool for Coachella people.
But she just did, like... What? She won an Oscar not that long ago, right?
She won an Oscar for the...
Stars Born?
Yeah.
I believe it won an Oscar.
She was good in that.
She was great.
In March, True Detective creator Nick Pizzolatto had fans buzzing when he said he had an idea for another story using Woody Harrelson and Matthew McConaughey's characters. However, Harrelson squashed that idea a few months later in October when on a podcast he said he would never do another season of the anthology series because the first season turned out great and that doing another season would, I think, tarnish that. That's his quote. I did not know that. Wow. That guy was going to do another... Because that... Did you watch that at all?
Yeah, everyone wanted to...
Yeah, we wanted more of that.
We wanted a rerun of the Dario is what we saw.
Good for him for saying no, but also screw you for saying no. You know what I mean? Come on. It's what we want.
Woody Harrelson, he gets to say no to those things. He's done enough for us. Like, he's done enough classics.
It was McConaughey that said no.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
That's what I just said, didn't I? Yeah, McConaughey. Wait. Oh. No, you're right. God. You should listen to my show. Yeah, Harrelson squashed it.
Yeah, that makes... I guess he's just probably got more important projects. He's got a lot going on.
I didn't know that. I'm disappointed in that. Here's one. In an HBO Max documentary about his life, Paul Rubens, best known as Pee-wee Herman, revealed he was gay, sharing this part of his life posthumously. Did you know that? I didn't know that. I mean, I don't care that he's gay. I just didn't...
Speculation because of the whole movie theater thing.
Well, of course, but I just didn't know that that was... After he died, he put that out there. I didn't even know. That was...
I had no clue.
Not that I mean, it matters, but... The film explored his groundbreaking career in comedy, television, and film, highlighting both his creative genius and the challenges he faced in Hollywood. Rubens had been out, but was forced to go back in the closet when he pursued his career as Pee Wee Herman. Oh, I didn't know that.
Well, he made children's movies.
Yeah, right.
So,
yeah, you can't.
Be careful.
Now, I learned about Cat's Eye this weekend. Yeah. See, I'm up. I'm hip. Because I asked my daughter-in-law, who is 12, what her favorite musical act was. And she said, Cat's Eye. So I had to go look that up, and now I get the bit. In August, amid the Sydney Sweeney American Eagle controversy, K-pop group Cat's Eye broke the internet with their millennial-coded Better in Denim Gap campaign, which featured hypnotic choreography set to Milkshake. The ad leaned hard into 90s and early 2000s nostalgia,
particularly to Gap commercials of that era. The initial ad had over 151 million views on TikTok, and it launched tons of videos across social media. Wow. They're like a... I don't know.
I don't remember the Cat's Eye campaign. Obviously, I remember the major response to the American Eagle campaign.
Yeah, do you know who Cat's Eye is, though?
I've heard of them, don't know of them at all.
Yeah, just a little, you know, poppy girl stuff. Again, you know, look, when a 12-year-old girl
it's a
says,
K-pop group, so they're right. They're insanely popular.
Yeah. It's like, we don't need to talk about that. The 12-year-old girls like her, whatever. The TikTok of bunnies jumping on trampolines went mega viral and became one of the first AI videos to actually fool a lot of people. Were you fooled by that one?
That's one I haven't seen yet.
Yeah, it's just a trampoline and there's a bunch of bunnies on it. And they're jumping up and down. And they do several different animal videos of that, jumping on a trampoline. I think there was a bear one.
Okay, yeah, I have seen this now that I look at it.
Yeah, that's fake, by the way.
Yep, could have fooled me.
AI.
Yep, that got me. That's one of those videos where you look at it and you go, oh, that's cool, and just keep scrolling on to the next one and kind of not even acknowledge whether it's AI or not. It's going, I mean, if it is, it's cool. If it's not, even cooler.
Does it even matter? I was entertained nonetheless.
Exactly.
On May 30th, Taylor Swift surprised fans by announcing that she had finally regained ownership of the master recordings of her first six albums, something she had been publicly working towards for years. This meant she no longer needed to re-record her earlier albums to control her music, bringing an end to her long-running Taylor's Versions project. Now, this was May 30th of this year. I feel like that was like 3 years ago.
Yeah, they had been talking about... I mean, she's been... she's had a vendetta with her fan base against Scooter Braun forever.
Yeah.
So,
By the way, Scooter Braun is with... Is he the one with Sydney Sweeney right now? I think he is.
I believe you might be right.
Didn't we learn that recently? That douchebag. The summer was called Brain Rot Summer. The reason behind the name was that there was no song of the summer, iconic movie, or trend defining the season like in previous years. Instead, there were dozens of niche trends and viral things, but nothing that was huge that everyone agreed on. Unless nothing beats a Jet 2 holiday videos count as the defining thing of summer of 2025. You know, I was reading an article the other day. I think it was The Atlantic. And this guy was making the case that we are in the worst pop culture era of all time. Which I find fascinating.
The fact that you just brought to my attention that there was no song of the summer or notable movie, that's kind of big. Because I can't think of...
Yeah.
Other than like Barbie and Oppenheimer, which was 2023, we haven't had like a big rollout in the summer in a while.
We usually do. But, I mean, and look, it's a long article. It's worth a read. Let me see if I can pull it up. Who wrote that? Yeah. Is this the worst era of American pop culture of all time? It is a long read, but it's definitely worth a read. And it is by... I'm pulling it up. I'll tell you who it's by, but he makes the case that, you know, the movies suck now, not creative. He says we should be in like a renaissance of pop culture because with the internet and social media, we have so many more people out there being creative that can be seen. So you would think that there would be, you know, pop culture would just be this, we'd just be in a boom.
The cream would rise to the top.
And we're not.
You're right.
We're not. It's really weird. Yeah, it's by, so it's in The Atlantic. June 2025 issue by Spencer Kornhaber. And it says, is this the worst ever era of American pop culture? Meet the critics who believe the arts are in terminal decline. Worth a read.
Yeah, I can't really think of anything notable that came out in the summer.
Well, there you go. All right, let's get to the top Christmas movie characters of all time. Very important work is coming up next. Here's Casey. Yeah, I just wanted to read you a little snippet from this Atlantic article. Is this the worst ever era of American pop culture? One critic says America's creative energy has been sapped. and the results can be seen in the diminished quality of arts and entertainment, with knockoff effects to the country's happiness and even its political stability. So he goes on to say, the 2020s have tested my optimism. The chaos of TikTok, the disruption of the pandemic, and the threat of AI have destabilized any coherent story of progress driving the arts forward. In its place, a narrative of decay has taken hold, evangelized by critics. They're citing very real problems: Hollywood's regurgitation of intellectual property, partisan culture wars hijacking actual culture, unsustainable economic conditions for artists, the addicting, distracting effects of modern technology. That's just a summary. The article is very long, but it is worth a read. Someone else said, the text line said, the algorithms are what is squashing any semblance of creativity. It's all geared toward giving people more of what they already like while suppressing their unique art that brings about new things. I think that's a good point, too.
Yeah, I'd agree with that.
I don't know, man. It's weird. I didn't thought about that until I read this, and now I'm like, oh, maybe that's right. But I also don't want to, you know, be the old guy who's just like, well, it's not as good as it used to be. It's always just different. But it does seem pretty, I don't know, it does seem pretty lame. I mean, like, Taylor Swift's probably the biggest pop culture figure we have out there.
Yeah, her and Beyonce. It's not.
Is she that great? You know what I mean? Like, I hate to rag on Taylor Swift. I'm just saying, like,
again, I've been a more of an Adele fan over Taylor Swift. I've always been in that camp. I don't like Taylor Swift's music. I love Adele's music. I don't understand how one person has just a fan base of hype. The other person puts out these beautiful sagas of albums.
Well, isn't that the point? That's what we're talking about here. It's like she's the number. Like, that's. I hate to make this sound like it's anti-Taylor Swift. She's amazing. What she's built is amazing. But that is the number one pop culture artist of our time. And it's really not that close. She's not that great. It's just, it's kind of, it's a bit hollow.
She's fine.
She's fine.
Again, she's fine. That's.
But it's not earth-shattering music.
Again, do we want fine for the number one artist that we're, I mean, the world?
Maybe that proves this guy's point.
Yeah, I don't think there's a lot of. I guess there's too many icons nowadays, and I think that takes away from, you know, the mega superstars, the Taylor Swifts, the Adeles, the Beyoncés. But I still don't think the quality of what those three are putting out are, I guess, setting any standard for what should be put out.
Yeah. I don't know. It's weird. How about your favorite Christmas characters? Let's finish with that tonight. So I've got a list here of the top Christmas movie characters of all time. I really feel like there's only one that should top the list, and we should all agree. But it's kind of controversial.
Well, there's a couple.
Really? See, I feel like there's one that stands out. I mean, there's a lot. See, we can start naming them, and we're all going to be like, oh, yeah. But I think the genre is defined by one.
I think it's two.
Okay.
I think it's two.
Who you got?
I got Macaulay Culkin as Kevin.
He's on the list.
And I got Clark Griswold.
Yeah, see, I'm with you on both of those, but I do not believe they should be number one on this list. Kevin McAllister is number five. And this is from, they've got Clark number 15.
15?
A little low.
That's extremely low.
I think some of it, though, is just when you grew up. So I'm going to be partial to Clark because it's just like, that's like right in my wheelhouse for my age. But you got to remember, you got Miracle on 34th Street, Kris Kringle, you've got Gizmo from Gremlins.
Gizmo from Gremlins.
Well, he's on the list.
Griswold.
Well, you got Scrooge. How about Scrooge? Ebenezer Scrooge? I mean, that's a massive character. Any adaptation. You know what I'm saying?
Any adaptation.
But I think number one on this list should be the Grinch. And it's probably Jim Carrey the Grinch. You know what I'm saying? How do you argue with that?
Yeah, you can't. Because.
And I know he's the bad guy, but it turns around in the end, and. You know?
Yeah, I guess that's like one of the Christmas movies you can consider as a pure Christmas movie. One of those movies that, you know, you can't be set. It's not like a Die Hard or a Home Alone where, you know, it can be set in a different city, different state, this, that, or the other. The concept can't change.
Timeless. Absolutely timeless. And they've got a new one coming out. You just keep remaking it. It's perfect. And that character, you can't beat that character. Also on the list, Jack Skellington, The Night Before Christmas. George Bailey, It's a Wonderful Life. That was played by Jimmy Stewart. They have John McClane. What? Now, don't poo-poo the old movies. Okay, these are classics. Tread lightly. You're talking to an old guy.
Yeah, but, I mean, we're talking about... I'm more appalled at where Griswold is ranked.
Yeah, you're flummoxed. We have rattled lowercase. Number six is John McClane. Bruce Willis, Dyer. That's pretty good.
But at six?
Yeah, that's not... Yeah, he's not top 10.
And Griswold's 15?
Right. 16, I think.
Six, I mean...
How about Buddy the Elf, Will Ferrell? That's pretty good.
Where is he ranked?
Seventh.
Okay. I used to answer the phone, Buddy the Elf, what's your favorite color? So, I mean, that's fair.
Cute. What else do we have here? We have Ralphie, Christmas Story. You can't go... I mean, come on, man. That's classic.
See, character. That's one I would put in the top five.
I think that would be a top tenner for me. Yeah. Sniffing the top five. And are we missing anyone big? Well, Frosty.
Or Jack Frost.
Yeah.
I mean, there's so many Jack Frost adaptations.
Rudolph. I mean, come on, he had a red nose.
Yeah, but are the Rudolph movies as good as...
No, I don't even remember the Rudolph movies.
They're not great. They don't hold up.
Of course you watch them, it's Christmas, but... Yeah, that's why Kevin McAllister stands out. That's why Clark stands out.
It's why they chose to talk about Comet in The Santa Claus. They didn't want no Rudolph shine.
Also on the list, let's see what else is on here. They have Klaus. I don't even know what that is. 2019? No
Klaus?
Idea.
Klaus?
Yeah, I don't know. What is that? Explain that to me, young man.
Is that from, like, Krampus or something?
2019, it says. Klaus, I don't know. They have Tim Allen's character from Santa Claus on here in the mid-90s. Billy Bob... Willie T. Stokes. Billy Bob Thornton from Bad Santa. Hell yeah. That's a top 10 Christmas character right there. Arthur Claus from Arthur Christmas. Also a good one.
Apparently, Klaus is a animated movie.
Never heard of it.
It's on Netflix.
Maybe I'll watch it tonight. Oh, God. Boy, did you see that Philip Rivers pass?
No, I didn't. Was it a bad one?
He fluttered like I would. He's not happy. 24-14 Niners. Late second quarter. All right, we'll wrap this baby up next on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Well, the Niners are leading at the half 24-17 over the Colts, and they just tried to kick a 64-yard field goal. This time expired in the half. And, bro, it hit the crossbar. Like, he missed by an inch. I mean, it could have hit the crossbar and went through. It didn't. It hit the crossbar a little low and shot back to, like, the 10-yard line. They almost made a 60.
We have kickers attempting 64-yarders like it's nothing.
I know. It's unbelievable. Aubrey's going to make a 70-yarder.
Oh, yeah. He's going. Have you seen the video of him ripping the 70 in pregame?
No.
Oh,
he's kicking 70.
He's got a lot of leg left, too.
God.
He's got a few yards left.
It's unbelievable. That's the most points they've scored in a half on a Monday night game since that Rams-Chiefs game of 2018. 41. Should have taken the over.
I mean, with Phillip Rivers, I don't know why. Going into today, I was like, well, this is going to be an easy Niners victory. Phillip Rivers is putting up a good fight.
Yeah.
And the fact that they're within one score.
Well, listen, he's really not their problem. I mean, he's fine. You can move him up and down the field. Niners are, I mean, they haven't stopped the Niners at all. So, anyway, I'm about to head off on vacation again. I just went on vacation. This job's great. Just got back from San Diego, a little 4-day weekend, but I will not be back on the program until Friday the 2nd. That's when Suk and I will be back together. So I must say, everyone have a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Now, do you have any... Does Lowercase have any big Christmas traditions?
I cook steaks for my family.
You cook steaks?
Yep, I cook the steaks.
On Christmas?
On Christmas Eve.
Christmas Eve, okay.
Christmas Eve, yep.
Like you grill?
I grill. So I'll nice. Get out the pan, start roasting a little butter in there, get everything going, and then I'll start searing some steaks, finish them off in the Traeger. Everyone's eating.
Every year?
I've started...
Since you were six?
I started maybe 4 years ago, and just kept doing it ever since.
That's fantastic. I bet your parents appreciate that.
I think they really like that they don't have to worry about what to cook or worry about.
Exactly.
Because Christmas Eve was always that toss-up day where we didn't know whether it's either go to church, do this, hang out with family, maybe we have a Christmas party to go to, and all of a sudden it's like, I'm going to cook steaks, we're all just going to hang out.
You've created a tradition.
I like it.
That's great. Well, my wife always gets pissed because in our family, we're kind of one of those families that never really celebrated Christmas on Christmas, you know, because we were in different parts of the country and we'd come together like after. Or
makes sense.
When schedules warranted. And my wife hates it. Absolutely hates it.
Not celebrating on actual Christmas.
She needs it on the 25th. So we've now created our own little tradition on the 25th. We're home. We're home now.
There you go.
Home again. Her and I. The kids will be over. It'll be great.
Are you a Christmas party guy, or are you very much a stay-at-home?
No,
people can come over and see me if they need to.
That's right. Yeah. No parties.
Yeah.
The Christmas parties happen before Christmas. I'm very big. I went to one in San Diego with my brother's neighborhood and everything. It's great, but no, not for Christmas. Christmas is with family.
That's all. I'm all Thanksgiving. If you want to come see me party for Thanksgiving, I'll have a few days
really?
There.
I can come over there and just ring your doorbell and be like, "Hey, Lowercase, I want to party with you for Thanksgiving." You
yeah, we'll get just on be sitting there watching football and drinking.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, that's my traditions in terms of what happens during football season is very football-centered.
See, I'd be very jammed up if someone just crashed our Thanksgiving. Like, you can't do that. You can't be crashing other people's family gatherings.
Well, you'd be a good guest, though.
Well, I would be.
But I've had some bad guests.
Yeah.
Again, that make the holidays a little awkward, where people start looking around like,
"Who's this guy?
Who's this guy? And can I make this joke? And
yeah, and why is he here?
Yeah. But other than that, for the most part, let it fly.
On Thanksgiving, but not on Christmas.
On Christmas, it's
family.
We're just gonna be a chill. We're gonna have a very chill day.
I like the way you put that. You want to see me? You can come over to my house.
Exactly.
Actually, if you want to see me, do not come over to my house. Not for Christmas, baby. Well, I'm thankful for a lot of things, guys. I'm thankful for our listeners. You guys are awesome. Appreciate you guys hanging with us all these years. It's been a long run. And at least for now, we're not going anywhere. 2026, we're on FM now. This is great. It was big. That was a big deal for us here in the market. And thankful for my big bald partner. He's great. Love Big Sook. I've been talking with him back and forth on text today. How much we appreciate one another and mutual respect, and I love him. And it's been fun working with him. And we're gonna keep it rolling. So I'm gonna dock this boat. I'll be back January 2nd. Sook is in tomorrow with Lowercase. Everybody have a great holiday. Stay safe. And we'll talk to you down the road. The guys are back tomorrow, 3-7 on Thank Night.
Red Ships of Spain. Red Ships of Spain.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.